Father, we welcome you into this place. Thank you, Spirit of God, you are in this place. We worship your name, Father God. We welcome you here, Father. Hallelujah. We humble ourselves in your presence, God. You are Lord in this place. Have your way in this service, Father God. Have your way in this service, Lord. We worship you, Father God. Hallelujah. 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 Worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, that you are so good. Thank you, Jesus, that you are so good. Thank you, God, that you are so faithful. You are so kind. Thank you, God. We worship you this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, you are so good. Jesus, you are so good. Hallelujah.
Power, but by my spirit.
rescued my soul. His blood covered my sin. I believe. My shame is taken away. My pain is healed in His name. I believe. I'll raise a banner. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Holy Spirit, rain. Please rain down. Rain down.
Be magnified, O God. Fill this place. Fill your people. With the splendor of your glory, fill us all. Holy Spirit, rain. Rain down. Oh, rain. Rain down on them, fill our hearts. Come on, fill our hearts. Do a new thing. Change our hearts and fill us again. Holy Spirit, rain. Rain down. Holy Spirit, rain down. The power of God, our strength.
Come and change our hearts as we stand.
We stand on your word, O God. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, you were promised by our Lord, our Redeemer, our Savior, that you will come representing him, that you will come and that you reveal to us truth. You bring things to our remembrance. You will empower us. You fill us until we are baptized. Holy Spirit, we ask that you will do everything our Lord Jesus Christ promised. That this church, the church of the Most High, empowered, will do great exploits because you reveal to us the Father. You reveal to us more and more every day the splendor of the glorious God. Take charge of this service. Speak to every heart. Let strongholds be destroyed and lives be transformed. Let bodies be healed. And may your people, O God, experience the elevation that only the Spirit of the living God can bring about. For it's not by our might nor by our power, but by your Spirit that we live life to the full. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Rain down, Holy Spirit, rain. Rain down, Spirit of the living God, rain. Rain down, water our lives again, Holy Spirit. Oh, rain down. Spirit of the living God, rain down. Spirit that gives us life, rain down. Spirit that empowers us, rain. living God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Could you sing me, lead us in this song, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. May the freedom of God flow freely and richly in this place. Let every shackle of bondage be shattered. And let every son and every daughter of the Most High God mount on wings like eagles. Run and not be weary. Walk and not faint. Because the Spirit of God is here. Thank you, Jesus.
With the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. And you sing in the Holy Ghost for a little bit. Sabrone, sing in the Holy Ghost with your own voice. Sibrando Ibara sandere vosse po Shebrande no rema Yandoro vosse ando Ibara se Spirit of the Lord is in this house Era se rahano Yandore manero se Ibara sando Ambro nerimande, sing unto the Lord with your voice. Barasando, era sera, sebrano, Spirit of the Lord, is in this house. Era sema noria, era sera, shandoremane. Here I saw running. Let your power fall. Let your voice be heard. Let your power fall, Lord. Let your power fall. Let your power fall. Let your voice be heard. Here I say, Rabahadore. Here I sano. Here I say. Era sato man, let your healing flow, Lord. Let your healing flow. If you're sick this morning, put your hand in that spot. Let your healing flow. Barashanda la bagadayana, yano rese, resata, inorabasonde. Era Masura Mababa Yadavana Yana. Glory of the Lord. Glory of the Lord is in this place. Glory of the Lord is in this place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us lift our voice. Lift up your voice and bless the Lord this morning. Lift up your voice and bless His holy name. Oh, bless the Lord. My soul magnify the Lord. My soul lift Him high. Erabo sekahalo. Somebody who had a problem with their right foot. I want you to begin to tap on that foot where you are. The Spirit of the Lord is in this house. Let the Lord touch you now. Just tap, and that thing that is sent by Satan will leave your foot right away. I'll ask who you are later, but right now, everybody focus on the Lord. Jesus, He is Lord. Can somebody say, Jesus is Lord? Somebody say, Jesus is my Lord. Somebody say, the Holy Spirit is my friend. He's my comforter. Say, He's my comforter. He is my teacher. Somebody say, Jesus is Lord. Say, Jesus is my Lord. So He's Lord over everything that concerns me and my household. Jesus is Lord. So this time you're going to say it as if you have the voice of a trumpet coming out of your voice, from your spirit. When you say Jesus is Lord, then He's going to be Lord over everything. So if you're ready, 1, 2, 3, go. Jesus is Lord. Amen. Say amen. Say amen. Say amen. Thank you, worship team. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord forevermore. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we could continue in worship, where we just have this little amount of time. So praise the Lord. The spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stretch your hands as we pray for all our children. Those that are here, those that are not, and those that are coming. Father, we pray for all our children and all our teachers. We lift them before you, O God. All our biological children, spiritual children, partners all over the world, from age 120 plus to zero, those in seed form, those in the womb, those that are already in the earth, for every decade of life, we lift them before you. Father, touch every one of them. Minister grace to them. Favor them. Heal them. Cause them to prosper. Cause them to hear your voice. Cause them to be grounded and rooted in Jesus Christ, in your agape love, that all their days they will not be derailed. They will walk with you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen. Father, we welcome your Holy Spirit, Spirit of the living God. You were here before we came. And Lord, we thank you for being present in our lives. We take nothing for granted. We are grateful. Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of knowledge, Spirit of understanding, Spirit of counsel, Spirit of might, Spirit of the fear of the Lord, and all your spirit, which is your holy word. For the words you speak, they are spirit and life. We receive you into our heart, our church, ministry, our city, our nation, our homes. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right. This morning, we're going to read the word of the Lord, Psalm 22. Children, live quietly. Praise the Lord quietly. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Psalm 22. There are 31 verses. Let's see how far we can go, if we can finish or not. So praise the Lord. If not, you finish it at home. Well, when you start reading this psalm, some parts, you know, it's actually a psalm ascribed to the Lord, part of what he was going to go through for us. Thank God he finished the race. Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
So when you two are going through your own time, remember there is resurrection life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We died with him and we rose with him. So every other thing is a shadow. Your pain right now is a shadow. These two will pass. Say amen. Hallelujah. All right, everybody should be in Psalm 22. Let us read. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So, hallelujah. Let's read. My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? So, you remember where you heard that? Where did you hear this scripture? Jesus spoke it at the cross. So, that's why I say it's about the Lord. Hallelujah. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God. And the word is what?
It's God.
The word is what? It's God. Hallelujah. So Jesus is the living word. Amen? He was there from the beginning. Before anything was made, he was there. So when you read scriptures and say, but he wasn't born yet, no, it's still about him. It's still telling a story. So everything that is going to happen is already pre-recorded. I think Apostle sang us the song, does he predestinate, right? So there is a history about our life in the hands of God. We're just playing it out. Say amen.
Yeah.
Someone say,
my life
is in his hands.
In his hands.
So nothing is a surprise to him. I don't know if you believe that. Somebody say,
my life
is in the hands of God.
It's in the hands of
God.
Nothing
is a surprise
to him.
Everything about your life is already written. It is a done deal. You are just stepping in this realm into it. But it's already complete.
Mm-hmm.
Bible says we are complete in him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Somebody say, I'm complete. In him.
Mm-hmm.
You're not a broken person. Life might want to break you off, but in God you are not broken.
Thank you, Jesus.
Say amen.
Amen.
I'm trying to read this scripture, but the Holy Ghost is speaking, so I have to do what he says. Say amen.
Amen.
Somebody say, I am not broken.
I'm not broken.
You are complete.
I'm complete.
Your life history is complete in God. He completed you before you ever were dreamed about by your mom and dad. You are a complete person.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
If that is too much for you, just say amen. You'll catch up sometimes. Mm. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
If you want to believe you are broken, then you are broken. Yes, life do break you. You have issues. But that is not your life. Your life is in God. You don't live in the brokenness that life shows you in this realm. You live the life that God has created for you. Say amen. So you go override. I am complete in him. So that overrides what this earth realm shows. Say amen. Somebody say, I'm complete in him. So your life is beautiful. God did not make junk. He made the best. You are of God's best creation. Say amen. When God finished making you, he said, very good. Very good means very good. Not very junk. He didn't say very broken. I will not live in a broken state. So when brokenness and problems come, that is not your state of living. Say, I overcome. That is my choice and your choice. Say amen.
Amen.
All right, everybody should completely be in Psalm 1. My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? This is King David speaking this through the Holy Ghost before this was going to happen to Jesus. Oh my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not. And in the night season, and I'm not silent. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. Are you grafted in today? So he has inhabited your praise. Hallelujah. Our fathers trusted in thee. They trusted, and thou didst what? Deliver them. That's what we mean by override. Trust him, and you're coming out with a testimony. Say amen. It doesn't stop at test. You have a testimony. Hallelujah. They cried, verse 5, they cried unto thee and were delivered. They trusted in thee and were not confounded. Who are the fathers? Father Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 6, this is now David says, but I am a worm and no man a reproach of men and despised of the people. Well, Isaiah 53 say he was despised. People looked at him, they could not recognize who he was. So you need to read those scriptures for yourself. Isaiah 53, describing the visage of our Lord Jesus, how he looked when he was being tortured for our sins. Verse 7, all they that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out the lip. They shake the head saying, it's not today people do their lips. When they want to talk about you and they don't want you to know they are talking about you, they do what? They use their lips. They're sitting with their friends, they go what? That one. They go, that one. They're not blowing a kiss. They are using their mouth to speak about you. They shake their head. She's not going to make it. Mm-mm-mm. You're saying, pray for me. They're shaking their head. You believe in God, they're shaking their head. It's too late for you. God has forsaken you. No, God has not forsaken you. A miracle is in the process. Amen. Say amen. Say amen. So they did it to the Lord, they'll do it to you. He trusted on the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighted in him. Verse 9, but thou art he that took me out of the womb. Thou didst make me hope when I was upon my mother's breast. Every one of us experienced this. God brought you into this world. I know sometimes as parents we say, I brought you into this world and I can take you out. That's when they have a disobedient and rebellious child, you know. But, you know, it is God that has brought you. Amen. Say amen. Amen. Parents are caretakers, caregivers. You are God's property. Say amen. Say amen. So next time as a parent, when you want to overlord your will over a child, remember whose child that is. Everybody say amen. Amen. Verse 10, I was cast upon thee from the womb. Thou art my God from my mother's belly. When has he been your God?
From your mother's belly.
From your mother's belly. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. So you, somebody say, I'm special.
I'm special.
Say, I'm special. So remember these things when you're going through issues next time. You are a child of the Most High God. Verse 11, be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. Many bulls have compassed me, strong bulls of Bashan have beset me round. Bulls are supposed to meant to till the ground. They were the ancient bulldozers. They are there to help you and support you. But this time, they've turned around. They want to destroy you. Any demonic bull will never have his way. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. They gaped upon me with their mouths as a ravening and a roaring lion. Well, these are These are things that are supposed to help you to bring the best into your life. They have turned around to want to destroy you. May the best things God has blessed you with not turn around to destroy you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. The people you have helped, may they not turn around to destroy you. In the name of Jesus. I am poor. This is about the Lord. Verse 14. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted in the midst of my bowels. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaveth to my jaws, and thou hast brought me into the dust of death. For dogs have compassed me. The assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. So is that clear to you whom we are talking about now? Hallelujah. Not only the bulls, but the dogs, the hounds of hell, they showed up. They will never have their way in your life.
Amen.
You will rise from that grave.
Amen.
Somebody, he says, he's risen.
He's risen. He's risen indeed.
Why are you having delay this morning? Wake up. Tell your spirit man, wake up.
Wake up.
I know I'm not shouting because I'm overwhelmed with his presence. So I just do my best to make sure I finish what I have to do here. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Glory be to God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You serve a living God.
Amen.
You serve a living God.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody say, I serve a living God. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Glorious God. Verse 17, I may tell all my bones. I may tell all my bones. They look and stare upon me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise
While
God.
They were piercing his feet and his hands, all his bones, he spoke to them, you cannot be broken. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Shabreseto, my God. In the midst of your deepest problem, you can speak. Somebody say, I can speak.
I can speak.
Somebody say, I will not be broken.
I cannot be broken.
The Bible says none of his bones were broken. They pierced through. They weren't calculating and looking, oh, this place is a soft tissue. Let's just crack, pierce here. No, they put it through, but no bone was broken. Your enemy doesn't try to be nice to you. He just finds what's the worst place we can deal with you. But you will not, somebody say, I will not be broken.
I will not be broken.
What did he do? He spoke to his bones. I told my bones. Somebody say, I will never have broken bones. Hallelujah. I don't know how many times the enemy has tried to hurt my bones. It never broke. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
They part my garments among them and cast lots upon my vesture. But be not thou far from me, O Lord, my strength. Haste thee to help me. Deliver my soul from the sword, my darling from the power of the dog. You mean the hounds of hell, the dogs have power? Yes, everything has power. Do you know human beings are the youngest of everything God created? You are the baby. You're the last thing that God made. So everything is older than you. Even the dog is older than you. The grass is older than you. The tree is older than you. Water is older than you. Everything God made, you are the last. They are older than you. But yet, God made you the master of it all.
Amen.
Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So you tell those power of those dogs, you might be older, but I got to tell you what to do. Shut up.
Amen.
Say, shut up.
Shut up, devil.
I think some of you don't have anything wrong with you. You're just perfect. You're just sailing through life like, kumbaya. But if you have things that you need to say, shut up today, you should have that roaring voice. Shut up!
Shut up.
Remember I said we are gentle with one another, but we are not gentle with the works of darkness.
No.
Say amen.
Amen.
The Bible says the violent take it by force. You are violent against the work of darkness. You don't play footsie-wootsie or whatever they say, you know, with those things. You're not in a daisy camp. You are in a dismiss and deceased. Dismiss and what? I said dismiss. Look, Cyrus put what? Dismiss here. He's telling me. He's trying to give me the meaning of dismiss. Thank you very much. I don't need that right now. Thank you. Now, what do I do to get this whole thing out of here? Put where I stop. Okay, it's gone. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's what you call sabi sabi in Nigeria. Sabi sabi. Teaching my little granddaughter how to say sabi sabi. So she goes, sabi sabi means you know too much. Even when you're not asked, you're already giving. I did not ask Siri to tell me. He's showing me already. So, all right. Verse 20. That's where we are. We're almost done. Where did I stop?
20.
Deliver my soul, right? So all dogs have no power over us. Deliver my soul from the sword, my darling, from the power of the Lord. The God is on your side. It's not your enemy. It's your darling. Save me from the lion's mouth, for thou hast hid me from the horns of the unicorns. Somebody shout hallelujah. I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I praise thee. Verse 23. Ye that fear the Lord, praise him. All ye, the seed of Jacob, glorify him. And fear him, all ye seed of Israel. Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen. What did he say we should do? Praise him and fear him. Glorify him. So we can do, when you're going through issues, is the time to praise the Lord. Sing unto the Lord. Doesn't matter whether you're the best singer or not. You know, I'm definitely not one that has one of those gifts, but I sing unto the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
If he wanted me to flow in that dimension, that would have been something. He just gives it. Amen? But he's giving all of us a voice. You can praise him. Even dogs praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Even the trees, they praise the Lord. So you can do better. Even stones and rocks, they praise the Lord. They are not going to praise him more than me. It's not by having the loudest voice. Yes, you can be loud. God allows us to make a joyful what? Noise unto the Lord. But just praise him from your heart. Mean what you're saying to him. Say amen. He comes speedily. You don't need to be like Professor Baal to cut yourself and do all kinds of stuff before God shows up. He just shows up. Say amen.
Amen.
He shows up. He shows up all the time. He shows up. When I praise him, he shows up. I don't need long time to do. Once I just start, his presence overwhelms. Praise the Lord. Mean it from your heart, and he will show up. Glorify him. That's what the scripture told us to do. We will do that. That's how we overcome. Hallelujah. It's not calling your friends and telling them stories how much pain you are in that is going to get you out. No, begin to praise God. He will inhabit you and lift you out of that. Verse 24. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Those are victories for us to do. We come to church to fill up our tank and we go home and we have to drive to all the places we have to do and do with the things we need to deal with. So fill up your tank now. Say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Somebody say, I'm complete in him.
I'm complete in him.
I am an overcomer.
I am an overcomer.
I will praise him.
I'll praise
I will glorify him.
I'll glorify
I will have the fear of the Lord.
I have the fear of the Lord.
That's only five things. Praise the Lord. 24. For he had not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, neither had he hid his face from him. But when he cried unto him, he heard. So if it's too much, cry unto the Lord. He will hear you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
My praise shall be of thee. Jesus did it. Everything was too much and he cried. The Bible says an angel came to strengthen him. When you cry to the Lord, heavenly host will show up to strengthen you. Say amen. Amen. Doesn't matter whether you see it or not. Help is right there for you. My praise shall be of thee in the great congregation. I'll pay my vows before them that fear him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord that seek him. Your heart shall live forever. Say amen. My heart shall live forever. So you're never going to have heart attack in this world. Somebody said, put your hand on your heart. Say, I'll never have heart attack in this world. No heart disease. Symptoms might be there, but they are not for you. I don't live in symptom land. I live in the word of the Lord. My heart shall live forever. Say amen. Verse 27. All the ends of the world shall remember and turn unto the Lord, and all the kindreds of the nations shall worship before thee. That's what we're doing today. All over the world, all nations are worshiping the Lord. You cannot say no nation on earth today can say they've not heard the scripture. They have heard the word of the Lord. Every nation. Why? Because technology has made it. God who spoke this word that all the earth will hear the word of the Lord. It has happened. Praise the Lord. Now, if everybody has heard, no. But did all nations hear? Yes. Even when they suppress it, people now can hear the word of the Lord. They might just gloss over it. But the word of the Lord has been made available. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he is the governor among the nations. Hallelujah.
Amen.
My God. The kingdom, say that one again. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he is the governor among the nations. All nations bow before him. All nations. So if you are doing business, ministry, immigration, whatever your issue is under any nation that wants to suppress you, you can speak this word of the Lord. Bow before the Lord.
Amen.
Who is the governor again?
The Lord.
Are you hungry this morning? It's a good thing to be hungry. Yes. Say, be thirsty. The thirsty and those who hunger for the word, they shall be filled. So I hope that's the hunger you have.
Yeah.
Not the hunger of coffee. Say, Lord.
Lord.
Help me.
Help me.
Governor.
Governor.
Help me.
Governor, help me.
So if they tell you something in your nation or you need to do something in the city council and they are refusing you, go to the governor.
Amen.
Override.
Amen.
Somebody say override.
Override.
If it's a contract that's been a demonized one that Satan wants to stand in, go to the governor. Override.
Override.
These are your keys. The keys of the kingdom have been given to use it. If you sit there like a lame duck, you become a fried duck. Mm-hmm. All they that be fat upon the earth shall eat and worship. All they that go down to the dust shall bow before him. So fat is good. Say, all they that be fat upon the earth. You want to be fat with every good things that God has. Say amen. Shall eat and do what? Worship. Starvation is not of God. It's of the devil. All they that go down to the dust shall what? Bow before him, and none shall what?
Keep alive.
None can keep alive his own soul. Somebody say, my soul. I told you last week that everything you have belongs to the Lord. Your soul, your mind, this mind that helps us to think, our thinking machine, and our thoughts, our will, our emotions, and all of that is not yours. It's a loan from the Lord. Adventure 120 plus. That's what it is. But there's adventure eternity that has no numbers. It's not even a zillion. There is no number for it. My soul, somebody say, my soul, belongs to the Lord.
Belongs to the Lord.
If you don't remember this, when the pressures of life come pressuring and pressing at you, you will crack. But when you believe that your soul is a gift from the Lord, the owner can take care of it. Say amen.
Amen.
Somebody say, pressure does not bring me down.
Pressure does not bring me down.
I rise.
Amen.
Pressure is my food. They did not say he prepared a table before you in the presence of his of your enemies. It's time to eat. When pressure comes, time to eat.
Mm.
My soul is going to get fat. Mm. Hallelujah. 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 I don't know if we believe what we even read. A seed shall serve him. It shall be accounted what? To the Lord for a generation. One seed, hallelujah. One person being saved from my family will be more than enough for a generation. Hallelujah. A seed shall serve him. It shall be accounted to the Lord for what? A generation. God's mathematics is different from human mathematics. How many years is a generation? 100 years. Pardon? 100 years. A seed shall do what? Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. They shall come and shall declare his righteousness unto a people that shall be born. That he had what? Done this. We were not born when he went to the cross, but it's been declared to us. That's why me and you are here today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They shall come and shall declare his righteousness unto a people that shall be what? Born that he had done this. He finished the race. He completed it for us. And he made us his siblings, joint heirs, joint inheritors.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Partakers of heavenly things. Hallelujah. Father, let your word just do what it needs to do in our spirit,
amen,
soul, and body. Let our lives be completely transformed by your holy word. You have set us free, and we are free indeed.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you for the peace of Jerusalem, peace of Israel, peace of all nations. We lift all nations' islands before you. Minister your grace to everyone who hear the sound of my voice today, to know that they are not alone. They can cry to the Lord and he hears. and he answers. All answers come from you. Owner of our life, we give our life to you. Control our life and direct our life. Let your word come now with power, with grace, with mercy, with truth, with favor, and with deliverance and healing. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for healing, restoring, and making whole your people. And thank you for your total provision. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. I did say later I will ask, who was that person that the Lord healed their foot this morning? Just quickly wave. Apostle has to come. Oh, praise the Lord. See, it's always because of one person, another person we get. Praise the Lord. So, amen. Two people, praise the Lord.
Amen.
To God be the glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Apostle.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you. How many of you were able to join us for the prayer service last Friday online? Good. A few of you. That's good. The rest of you, I don't know where you were, but when we have services, the services are for you too. Amen? And the reason I ask that is because there are things that were done last Friday that the Lord is asking me to repeat again. He's a merciful God. He's a merciful God, but saints, if you're not here physically, be online. But I'd rather that you be here physically. Anyway, let's get to the word of the Lord. I don't know how much I'm going to be able to cover, but I do hope that you'll be able to do the prayer sessions that we went through on Friday yourself in agreement, because this is serious. What we're about to talk about right now is very serious. Especially because I had to deal with it this morning, early in the morning, as the Lord opened my eyes to see certain things and certain actions of the enemy that I had to address. But what concerned me was, while it was happening, that there were so many people that were nonchalant about it. They were not involved, engaged. We need, you know, the word of God says the kingdom of God suffered violence and violence take it by force. There's got to be fire in our belly. You can, in your natural self, be laid back. But in your spirit, you got to have some fire. Amen? You got to be a no-nonsense person in the realm of the spirit. Hallelujah. So I say to people, don't take my laid-back posture for granted and think you can get away with it. Because in the realm of the spirit, I'm not a pussycat. Hallelujah. You cannot go, pussycat, pussycat. No, no. You got to roar. You got to have fire. Amen? Praise the Lord. You got to mean business. Listen, I believe that the Lord Jesus Christ did not come to die so that lives be lost. He came to die so that lives be saved. Amen? And anything that will try to destroy the lives of people,
You got to be so mad at that thing to make sure that it does not live and exist another day. Praise God. Because the enemies you allow to live today are the enemies that are going to haunt you tomorrow. Hello? So there's a place for mercy, but it's mercy for God's people, but it's not mercy for the devil. Praise God. The Word of God says to us in James chapter 4 and verse 7, James, the epistle of James chapter 4 and verse 7 says, submit yourselves therefore to God. That's key. We must first submit ourselves first and foremost to God. And then, having submitted ourselves to God, we resist the devil. And the devil will flee from us, will flee from you. You are not the one who's supposed to flee. The devil's supposed to flee. The only time the Word of God says you should flee is when the Word of God says flee fornication. After that, there's no fleeing. We don't run from nothing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before the word terrorism became so strong, before 9/11, the Lord said to me, he said, I am raising up terrorists that will terrorize the forces of darkness. Amen? Spiritual terrorists. Hallelujah. We don't carry bombs and whatever else. We are spiritual terrorists. We terrorize the devil. We don't terrorize people. We terrorize the devil. In fact, every time you turn on your bed, the devil should be very, very afraid. Because he's saying, oh, he's about to wake up again. Praise the Lord. There's got to be fire in us. Somebody declare, I've got fire inside of me. The fire of God. I rage against everything that is not of God. And establish the kingdom of God in the earth as it is in heaven. Lives will be changed, transformed because of my life. In Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Just like God hates poverty, you need to hate poverty. Just like God hates sickness and disease, you need to hate it. This body of mine and your body is not the place for the devil to do his bidding. Hallelujah. Praise God. Anything that is not of God that tries to touch me must die. Praise the Lord. I don't know if you heard what I said. I said if it is not of God, if it is of the evil one, and it tries to touch me, it must die. Praise God. Praise God. Because God has not called me to cohabit with anything that is not of Him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. That is the promise of God. How do we do this? By drawing nigh to God. He says, draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Because a double-minded person will never receive anything from God. Hallelujah. A double-minded person is a person that's not operating in the wisdom of God. The Bible says to us in James chapter 1, starting to read from verse 2 and 3, it says this. It says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. Why? Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. The trying of your faith worketh patience. He says, count it all joy. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Watch this, verse 4. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect. Hallelujah. That ye may be perfect and entire, wanting or lacking nothing. Why? Because the Lord is your shepherd. Praise God. Listen, back to verse 2. It says this, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. Why is that? Because, you see, this is God entrapping your enemy. Come on. Do you remember Pharaoh pursuing after Israel? Because God hardened their hearts. And meanwhile, God separated them, the Israelites, from the Egyptians. The cloud separated them, and the cloud reflected light. So the people of God were in total light, and Egypt was in total darkness. And they were in total darkness because God did not want them to divine what was happening on the other side. What was happening on this other side? God was busy parting the waters. Hello? And the children of Israel crossed that Red Sea, and they got onto the other side, and the Egyptians tried to do the same thing that the people of God did, and they all did what? Drowned. It was a setup. Hallelujah? Somebody say, it's a setup. There is a setup going on right this very moment that the people of God are going to overcome, but the enemy will fall into. Amen? Verse 5, James 1, 5. The word of God says this in verse 5 of James. It says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Verse 6. But let him ask how? In faith, not what? Wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. Verse 7. For let not that man think that he shall receive what? Anything of the Lord. Why? He's double-minded. Verse 8, it says a double-minded man is what? Unstable in all his ways. And instability is not what God wants for us. So what do you think the agenda of the enemy will be? The agenda of the enemy is to cause you not to stay in faith. And how is it that you do not stay in faith? You do not stay in the Word. You know something I found out about God? Once you start going like this, he agrees with you. Don't fool yourself. Once you start operating in unbelief, God will agree with you. And you will hear what you want to hear. Because you're not living in faith based on the word of God, you live in based on your sight, your natural hearing, and your circumstance. Your circumstance is wagging you. And so God will agree with your great idea, your good idea. And then you know what will happen at the end of the day? You're going to be crying and saying, I thought it was the will of God. I thought God said. No, God did not say. What God says is what God meant. That's why you must not let go of what God says. He said something. Die with it. I heard God, and this is what God said. I'm sticking with it. You stick with it. And you know what happened? Breakthrough. That's what happens. Breakthrough. Breakthrough happens. You have breakthroughs because you stay focused and you resist the devil, and he flees from you. Hallelujah. And guess what? When the enemy flees, you capture new territory. You gain ground. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The word of God says in Psalm 7 and verse 9, it says, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. Notice, before the word let, it says, oh, let. This is not based on a responsibility located in the hands of God. God is saying, you, oh, let. Let me do my thing. Yeah? Are you getting it? Oh, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. In other words, you can be in the way. I can be in the way that makes it impossible for God to cause the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. How? Because I did not resist. And so the enemy keeps on going on and on and on and on. But today, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let the fire of God burn within you, that there be a rage inside of you that destroys every activity of darkness, because you are not going to give room to the devil. You are not going to give room to any enemy to take position and take possession of that which belongs to you. Your right cannot be denied you, because you stand with great integrity, and you say no to the devil and all his cohorts. No, you are not going to get away with that. You don't have access here. You don't have any rights here. You are denied whatever document you have. It is ripped up. Hallelujah. It is under the precious blood of Jesus Christ. For there is now, therefore, no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but walk after the Spirit. They walk after the word of God. They are led by the word of God. They are not led by carnality. The accusation of the enemy must not take rule over my life. Hallelujah. It must be settled. There are certain things that must be settled this morning. Settle it. Hallelujah. I settle it that the devil is not going to have reign in any aspect of my life. The wickedness of the wicked must come to an end. Establish the just. How? Because they draw nigh to God. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Amen? For the righteous God trieth their hearts and reins. Checks your heart and your thinking. The reins. That's what you use to control the horse. True? Reins. But what is the reins attached to? To the bit that controls that horse, because there's a lord over it. The reins. The reins. Ah, interesting. Guess where we're going with all of this? We're going to deal with what we are saying. You see, because the enemy is saying things, and you got to cut off the head of that enemy so he stops saying things. Hallelujah. Get the sword of your spirit ready. The spirit of the word of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In Psalm 73 and verse 9, The enemy, the Bible says, they set their mouth against the heavens. The enemy sets its mouth against the heavens, and their tongue, watch this, walketh through the earth. Their tongue swaggers through the earth. Their tongue struts through the earth. Their tongue controls the earth. All of that is coming out of that word, walketh. Every word I just mentioned, swagger. The enemy just swaggers in the earth. He struts like he's in control. He mandates. Actually, that's connected to that word. And there are mandates that are going out all around the world today just because we've given room to the devil to speak. But we are going to shut the mouth of the devil. Amen? Hallelujah. The heel of the Lord crushes the head of the serpent. The serpent was busy talking, and the Lord came and said, no more talk out of here. Praise the Lord. We've got to shut some mouths today. Praise the Lord. He says they set their mouth against the heavens. They speak accusations against the heavens. They say, God, there is no God. You can do nothing. We are doing whatever it is we want to do, whenever we want to do it, however we want to do it. What can you do about it? And God says, I got a people. Hallelujah. I got a people. I don't have to mess with you. I got a people that are going to speak in the earth. They are going to say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. For God is the governor. He's the one who is in charge. And he's in charge through you and through me. Praise God. Hallelujah. He says, their tongue walketh through the earth. People are busy speaking things and saying things, and it's impacting globally. And God is saying, I raise you up as my ambassadors and my emissaries to determine what's going to happen, what goes and what doesn't go, what is acceptable in my family and is not acceptable. What's acceptable in our church and what is not acceptable. We are not raised to tolerate things. Amen? Hallelujah. We're not raised to compromise about anything. Listen, God is not compromising about hell. Hallelujah. The very fact that he sent his son to die for the salvation of mankind means that God is not a compromiser. Hear it. He's not compromising. The truth is the truth. This is the way it's going to happen. This is how it's going to go. And there's no compromise. God will give extension and extension and extension and extension and extension and extension. But then it comes to the place where he says, no more extensions. And tonight, as I addressed a particular situation by the Spirit, I was saying, listen, I've had it with you. It's time for you to shut up. Hallelujah. You know, every service is orchestrated by God. Amen? It doesn't matter what it is. We serve one God. And he has his agenda. Amen? Mama and I don't have to sit down and discuss nothing about anything. I remember, pastoring a church here in this city years ago, and we'll sit down, the pastors will sit down and, and discuss what songs are we going to sing and blah, blah, blah. We don't have those discussions. If it is led by the Spirit of God, let it be led by the Spirit of God. Amen? And I say it's time for the devil to shut up. He and all his cohorts, all his agents, they must shut up. Amen? Whoever it is that is raising an enchantment against you, against your family, against your church, against your pastors, against the congregation, they must shut up. Hallelujah. You see, the Word of God says in Psalm 12, beginning to read from verse 3. It says, the Lord shall cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speaketh proud things. This is going to cut. Why? He says, who have said, with our tongue we will prevail? Our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us? Well, we are responding, the Lord is Lord over you. Amen? And every contrary voice must be cut off. Today. We're not talking about tomorrow. We're talking about today. I remember many years ago, and I shared this on Friday. The church had been around for a while, and I began to take notice of something. That November, the month of November, was just a horrible month. If anything bad was going to happen, it happened in November. If somebody was going to go off and on a tangent and act crazy, it happened in November. When the finances of the church went down, it went down in November. Every November it was happening. And I believe it was the Lord who brought that to my attention, because I had no real reason to start thinking in those terms. So I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, what is happening? How come November, every November, we have issues? Last November, we had issues. The one before that, we had issues. Every time November, what is it about November? And the Lord said, October 31st. I said, October 31st. What does that have to do with November? I'm asking about November, you said October 31st. He said, October 31st. I said, why? It was Halloween. It was a high holiday for satanic worship, possibly the highest holiday for satanic worship. He says, that's what your problem is. I said, why is it my problem? He said, because there are enchantments and proclamations that have been done against the church. I said, oh, so what do I do about it? Correct it. Speak my word. You see, who have said, with our tongue we will prevail. When they gather, they speak in negativity into the body. They are in agreement. And understand this, the Word of God says, when people are in agreement, there's so much power available. Even God said, I better scatter them because of their unity. And guess what? The forces of darkness are so united, and the people of God are so divided so many times, going after each other. I believe this, and I don't believe that. And blah, 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 blah. No, do you believe in Jesus? Is Jesus Lord? Well, if he's Lord, then we are brothers and sisters, and forget about whether you sprinkle or pour or double dip. Forget about that nonsense. If you're in some desert somewhere and there's no water, sprinkling will do. Hallelujah. But if I've got rivers, why sprinkle? Amen. Praise the Lord. What's the point? Just do what you got to do. I don't speak in tongues. Okay, don't speak in tongues. You see, my brother. Speaking in tongues is not what's going to save you. We're so divided. And God says, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the ointment, the oil that was poured on the head of Aaron that ran down his beards and his skirts. He says it's like the dew on Mount Hermon. For there God commanded his blessings. If we're going to operate in the commanded blessings of God, we've got to be a united force. And therefore, you must understand that the enemy is always working to create an atmosphere of disunity. And so no matter whether you think you are right or wrong, pursue peace. Get the argument out. Because God has greater things on his mind that he wants to release in you and through you. So get away from the fighting. Get away from the argument. Get away from all that. Because that is not going to help you. It only creates room for the enemy to operate. Amen? So we stand in unity under the grace and the leadership of the living God to see miracles happen. Praise God. The word of God says in Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 21. It says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. I remember preaching a message many years ago. If it says death and life are in the power of the tongue, I must ask myself this question, what is the power of the tongue? Where is the tongue getting its power from? The power is in the mind. Your thinking, your belief system. For what you believe when you speak it is energized to accomplish a particular purpose. So we must make certain that our minds are the mind of Christ. That our mind is activated, energized by the Word of God. Because our minds are being renewed. That's the place that you've got to take charge of. Because if you don't take care of your mind, then the devil's got full charge of you. The reins. He pulls on those reins and it impacts the direction of your life. So today, we must declare in the name of Jesus, say with me, I have the mind of Christ. My mind cannot be deceived. My mind cannot be corrupted because my mind is the mind of Christ. Praise God. Now that I know that I have the mind of Christ, I got to speak like Christ will speak. And when he speaks life. But understand this. He says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. They that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. They that love it shall be satisfied by the fruit that comes from what they say. Amen? But don't lose point of this, death and life. Are you ready for this? Death is a positive as much as it is a negative. So what does that mean? It means that you can speak death to what you don't want. Praise God. Did you get that? You have the power to speak death to what you don't want. And when you speak death to what you don't want, it is a positive. Amen? But if you're speaking death to what you should have, it is a negative. Capish? Okay. So we want to be able to say what we need to say in every situation. And what we are saying today is this, death to every activity of the enemy. But life to everything that is of God for my life. Hallelujah. I don't want the competition of the enemy in any area of my life. It must be shut down. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. It's interesting to me that the next verse says this, because this is one of the places that your tongue is supposed to work. Whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing. Hallelujah. And obtaineth favor of the Lord. You say that's a separate verse from the No. Those two verses are supposed to be together. Because guess where people mostly speak death? In a negative way, not in a positive way. In their marriage. Huh? In their marriage, they speak death. And they think the devil is doing it. No, the devil is not doing anything. You are doing it. With your tongue. You have become the practitioner of devilish activities with your tongue. So you got to shut that down. And you've got to remind yourself as a man, I found a good wife, and I have obtained favor of the Lord. And the woman says, I have found a good husband, and I have found favor of the Lord. And the word of God says, you'll be satisfied with the words, the fruit of your mouth. Oh, you terrible woman! Guess what? When she's acting terrible, guess who's who said it? You did. Enjoy. It's a fruit. I don't think Abraham was the most wonderful man when Sarah was busy calling him Lord. Women, you need to start calling your husbands king. And men, you need to start calling your wives queens. Praise God. And your children, princes and princesses. Hallelujah. Those are seats of honor. Refuse to embrace negativity. Because that's not what God has for you. Let me say this. Come with me to Numbers chapter 23. Let's see what God says. And this was a fake prophet saying this. Numbers 23, and starting from verse 23, it says this. Surely there is no enchantment against Jacob. There is no enchantment against Jacob. In other words, that has not been a declaration from the presence of God. God doesn't have any evil words to say about Jacob. Hallelujah. Neither is there any divination against Israel. Huh? Wow. According to this time. According to what time? This time. It shall be said of Jacob and of Israel, what had God wrath? Look at the amazing thing God has done. Amen? So what is it? Is it because these Jews or Israelites, these, well, it's a new word, Jacobites. Hallelujah. Well, that's so amazing. Jacob is a supplanter. But God is not seeing it from that perspective. God is seeing what God wants to see and saying, I have no blame attached to you. I see no fault. And the prophet is saying it. He says, surely there is no enchantment against Jacob. Now, the enemy wants to chant his chants and speak his evil, but it is not for you to come into agreement with it. Hallelujah. We are not to be spoken against, and the enemy does not have any right to speak divinations into our lives. See what he wants to see. Now, this is not from the Bible. Now, this is what I'm about to say to you right now. It's not from the Bible. But it was something that I noticed in a movie I was watching many years ago. The story was about Hercules. And Hercules is being told not to go to a particular place because there are so much danger and blah, 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 and so forth. He was going to be wiped out. And he is stubborn. He is not going to accept that verdict. Everything that was bad was going to happen to him. You are finished. You're going to be killed, blah, 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 blah. But Hercules, remember I said it's not from the Bible, but it's a spiritual principle that was being played out through Hollywood. He refused to accept the divination. And he went, sure he had the battle, and what they said was going to happen to him was about to happen, but the man will not give up. And guess what? He won. And he came out of that mess alive, victorious. Well, you know what? Many times we allow ourselves to be overwhelmed by statements, declarations. But there's something about you. When you come to a place where you are totally surrendered to the will of God and to the purpose of God, that turns things around. Hallelujah. It changes the story. Didn't the word of God say that an unclean person should not touch a prophet? It says that. But there was a woman with an issue of blood for 12 years that decided, I'm going to touch the hem of his garment and I'm going to get healed. And guess what? She did. And Jesus stopped and he said, "Who touched me?" Guess what? Because she was not meant to touch him. In other words, he got surprised. Guess why he got surprised? Because he did not see that. Whatever it is that he did because he saw it happening. He did not see it. Somebody surprised Jesus. Huh? Because the person decided, this is not the way this story is going to go. It is not going this way. I'm going to get what I want today. I'm going to get healed today. And the devil and nobody is going to stop me from getting my healing today. Did you read about the Syrophoenician woman? The Lord Jesus Christ even called her a dog. He said, I didn't come for you. You're not a Jew. I didn't come for you. Go away. And she went and started bugging the disciples. And the disciples came and said to Jesus, do something for this woman because this woman is about to drive us up the wall. And he says, I can give the bread that belongs to the children to dogs. And the woman heard this and says, I worship you. But before you finish, the crumbs that fall off of the table, can the dogs eat that at least? He says, yikes. I've not seen this kind of faith before. Not in all Israel. Receive your healing, woman. It's done. Because she refused to give up. How many times do we give up? Because the storyline, the narrative is going contrary to what we are believing for. And then we quit and say, well, I guess it's not the will of God. No, it is the will of God as long as you have not given up yet. When you know that what you are looking for is a good thing. Amen? Have you heard about a man called Cain who killed his brother and God's judgment was pronounced over him and Cain says, this punishment is too much. And God says, I agree with you, it's too much. Now, I who just said anybody who finds you should kill you, anybody who tries to kill you from now on, I'm going to kill them first. Hallelujah. That is not allowing anything to stop you. Receive the capacity to align with the will of God, to recognize that satanic agendas must not prosper in your life. Hallelujah. Praise God. I don't care what normally happens. Well, with us, normally doesn't count anymore. Praise God. Normally. And I come and I say, miracle, miracle. Miracles, miracles, miracles. Well, change the narrative by speaking a new word. By making a request that cannot be denied, because God is looking out for you and I. If you cry unto the Lord, he will hear you. Amen? Praise the Lord. Do you receive that word? The devil does not have the last word. We do. Amen? Praise God. Back to Numbers 23 and verse 24. And I'm going to be done in a moment. It says, behold, the people shall rise up as a great lion, the people shall rise up as a great lion and lift up himself as a young lion. In other words, when it says young lion, it's saying strong. Hallelujah. He shall not lie down until he eat of the prey and drink the blood of the slain. What is he saying? He's saying, you are anointed to finish the work. You get started just like me and you finish. There's an Alpha Omega grace upon your life. Think that is too much? Who lives inside of you? The Alpha and Omega. You start, you finish. Hallelujah. In fact, you finish before you get started. Glory be to God. Amen. That is a mentality, the way we think. We are not quitters. We are finishers. Hallelujah. Because the author and the finisher of our faith lives inside of us. Praise God. Praise God. If the enemy tries to start a fight, we'll finish it for him. Praise God. Receive that fierceness in your spirit. Last night I was hearing this song in my spirit. I don't think we've sung it here. Used to hear it in Papa's meeting. This is war. And it is war. We declare war on the devil's war. Amen? Whoever and whatever made the mistake of including my name, your name, our church, in their rituals, the fire of God burned them all. Yeah. Praise God. Nobody is going to monitor my life. Nobody is going to monitor your life to try to manipulate things and bring things because they figured you out. No, in the name of Jesus Christ, I cannot be figured out. You know why? Because I am born of the Spirit of God, and the person born from above is above all, and we are like the wind. You don't know where it's coming from, where it's going. Hallelujah. I cannot be figured out. Praise God. Say it with your own mouth. I cannot be figured out. Nobody's going to monitor me. You see, because if they can monitor you and they can figure out your movement, they can block you. I am not blockable. Praise the Lord. Say it with your mouth. I'm not blockable. I'm not hinderable. I am not resist. They cannot resist me, let me put it that way. Because the other way it can go in any way. Unstoppable. Amen? My name is Breakthrough. Hallelujah. My name is Override. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The God we serve is on our side. Let me wrap up this morning by reading from two particular passages. And I'll end up with this. Ezekiel 13, verse 6 to 7. He says, they have seen vanity and lying divination. And this is important for a particular reason. Any prophetic statement that is not birthed from the Spirit of God, God puts in the category of divination. So everything that is divination is a lie. Did you get that? Every divination is a lie. He says, they have seen vanity and lying divination, saying, the Lord saith, and the Lord had not sent them. And they have made others to hope that they would confirm the word. Have you not seen a vain vision? And have you not spoken a lying divination? Whereas you say, the Lord saith it, albeit I have not spoken. So that which God did not speak is a lie. Lying divination. Praise the Lord. And right now, by the authority of the word of God, let every lying divination that has been spoken into any life, mine, yours, your children, your children's children, those that are fellow partners with you in the body of Christ, let every lying tongue be canceled. Every divination be canceled in the mighty name of Jesus. Every lie, everything that is contrary to the truth of God, canceled, 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 in Jesus' mighty name. Let it be settled. Be free from every lying word. Praise God. Well, the Lord said, I should tell you this. If the Lord didn't say it, it is canceled. Praise God. It is not going to influence my life, not now, not ever. Because it's a lie. Praise God. Praise God. I don't care who said it, it's a lie. And it is done with. Say with me, I shall not hear lying visions, dreams, tongues, divinations in my life. I will not be distracted by that which is not of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I will only hear the truth because my ears are fine-tuned to hear only the truth, that which is of faith, that which is of love, by the authority of God, I declare it so. I am deaf to everything that is not of God and sensitive to that which is of God. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's a very important prayer. Ezekiel 21, beginning to read from verse 21 through 27. The Bible talks about the king of Babylon. He's coming against Israel, and Ezekiel is shown that he's going to come to a road with two pathways. The king of Babylon now makes a divination or seeks through occultic practices a direction on which way he's going to go. It says, for the king of Babylon stood at the parting of the way, at the head of two ways to use divination. He made his arrows bright. He consulted with images, and he looked in the liver. There's all kinds of information in the Bible, you know that. It's reading what's there to determine which way he's going to go. At his right hand was a divination for Jerusalem. pathway to Jerusalem, to appoint captains to open the mouth to open the mouth in the what? Slaughter. Those are enchantments, declarations. To lift up the voice with what? Shouting. To lift up the voice with shouting. On Friday, I talked to us about going to my mom's village and how I had stepped into a particular house in the homestead, and there was a guy there who screamed at the top of his voice. What was he doing? To create an opening, a pathway, so that he can shoot in his dangerous evil. But just as quickly as I was startled, I knew what was happening, I shut up real quick. I said, so you think you're going to hurt me? You are going to get hurt, not me. Hallelujah. To lift up the voice with shouting, to appoint battering rams against the gates. This is consistent accusation. Boom, boom. To cast a mount and to build a fort. The Lord says, if you say to this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, it shall be so. Let's go on. And it shall be unto them as a false divination in their sight, to them that have sworn oaths, made commitments. But he will call to remembrance the iniquity that they may be taken. What is this? This is the enemy calling up your faults. Are you listening? It's very crucial now. Children, as you come in, come quietly. The enemy wants to accuse, wants to accuse, wants to accuse. Don't buy into the accusation of the enemy. Because if you buy into it, he will snatch you. Goes on. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, because ye have made your iniquity to be remembered, you made your iniquity to be remembered, in that your transgressions are discovered, so that in all your doings your sins do appear, because I say that ye are come to remembrance, ye shall be taken with the what? With the hand. If you allow the accusation of the enemy, you will be taken. Please understand. Somebody listening. 25. And thou profane wicked prince of Israel, whose day is come when iniquity shall have an end. Thus said the Lord. Remember, 25 again. Watch this. 25. And thou profane wicked prince of Israel. You're a profane prince of Israel. Whose day is come when iniquity shall have an end. When iniquity an end has an end. The Bible says in Ezekiel 36 that when our iniquity is purged, that same day God will release the blessing. Amen? Now watch 26. Thus said the Lord God, remove the diadem and take off the crown. This shall not be the same. Exalt him that is low and abase him that is high. Bring down the proud, lift up the humble. Praise God. Why? Because God is saying this. I will do what? Shout it. Overturn. Shout it again. Overturn. Shout it again. Overturn. And it shall be no more until he come whose right it is, and I will give it him. Praise God. Rise with me. Say with me, I am humble before the Lord my God. I submit myself to the Lordship of Christ. I am subject to His guidance, to His leadings, and to His word. Therefore, this day, I receive the elevation that God has promised to the humble. This day, the activities of the enemy cease to operate in my life. The voice of Satan and his cohorts are cut off. This day, I am established in righteousness and in truth. The word of God is right in my life. I declare that every plan of the enemy is overturned, overturned, overturned. And I am the one who rightly will this day receive the blessing. Father, I present myself in the mighty name of Jesus to receive the abundance of your magnificent blessings. I am made head and not tail, above only and not beneath. Therefore, this day, by the authority of your word, I declare your declaration. Satan, you and your cohorts, you and your agents are judged swiftly and fiercely by the wrath of the living God. Get out of my life, out of my space, out of my way, out of my family, out of the church, out of my place. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are vanquished. You are eradicated. You are this day extinct from my view. In Jesus' mighty name, your words are brought to naught. I am blessed and highly favored, prosperous, and in divine health because of my life that is fully charged with the fullness of God. Lives will be saved, healed, delivered, set free, made whole, established, and prosperous because the name of Jesus is great in me. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Give a good clap offering unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, thank God for His word to us today. May we continue to prosper by it. At this time, we're going to honor God with our tithes, our offerings, first fruits, vows, and whatever God is speaking to you to do, just do accordingly, and may God honor you in a glorious way. Amen? Praise God. Come, come, honor the Lord. I want to thank God for everyone that's been faithful in giving. We are doing much with what you have released from your hands to the house of God. Our 30 by 14 foot screen is ready and it's shipped. Our chairs are on the way, or rather getting ready. And I'll show you the pictures of these items maybe next week or whatever. And but I want you to know that things are on the move. And hopefully this week, the carpeting issues here are going to be fully completed. And you'll see how it's supposed to look this by the end of this week. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. Have you honored the Lord? I'm going to ask Mama to come so we can share in communion together.
Let's rise to take the elements together. The word of the Lord says, in the same night Jesus was betrayed, he took bread and blessed it and said, this is his body which was broken for us. So when we take communion, we are asked to remember the Lord. So when you are doing it, take it now as if the Lord is present with you. This is his body. So we're doing a perfect exchange. His body is perfect. His body can never get sick. Hallelujah.
Amen.
His body can never be broken. His bones cannot be broken. All his internal and external organs are perfectly healthy. So when you take of this now, take of this blessing and take an exchange. So for your broken one, you're taking a perfect one. Say, I take the body of Christ.
I take the body of Christ.
I am healthy.
I'm healthy.
I am wealthy.
I am wealthy.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
take
name.
Take and eat.
Amen. This is a cup of blessing. As you take off this cup, let the blessings of the Lord impact every aspect of your life. Let the story of your life be impacted because of the precious blood of Jesus. This is the blood made it possible for you to have access to the Creator of the whole earth, the God of the whole earth, the God who humbles himself to even see what's in heaven. As you take off this cup, may you have access. May God give you hearing. May God fight for you and grant you victory in Jesus' mighty name. Take and drink. Stretch your hands towards me. Father, let every hand be filled with precious gifts, with abilities, talents. Lord God, what they could not envisage. Father, this day, let everything that these hands touch be blessed with good success for your glory and honor. But may these hands be the hands that bring death to everything that is evil, that is contrary to the well-being of the bearers of this hand and the hands these hands touch. In Jesus' name, we declare blessings, blessings, blessings. Blessings, 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 blessings. We receive blessings, and having been blessed, we are a blessing. In Jesus' name, We decreed so. And all of gospel together in agreement said, yes and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. Enjoy the goodness of the Lord. Look forward to seeing you tonight for another time of gathering together. Amen. God bless. Can we connect with the Zoom, folks on Zoom? I think I saw Brother Bill. Yeah, who? He's there, Bill.
Oh, hi, Brother Bill.
Hello.
How are you?
Blessings.
Blessings. I don't know.
We can't hear you. Could you unmute yourself?
Yes, Carolyn had a late night last night.
Oh, can you make it a little bit clearer, please?
I don't know how, but Carol had a late night last night.
Oh.
And she's preparing papers for next week.
I think I heard a little bit there, but may renewed strength be granted.
Amen.
And may God's help be her strength.
Amen.
Amen. And for you too. Praise the Lord. God bless you.
God bless
you. See
you
tonight.
Yeah. Too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.